Okay, so I didn't record this morning because I didn't have time. I got up too late because I had gotten a lot of sleep, and then whatever. I got up too late. We had to leave, and now I'm in Atlanta. I'm in a nice hotel, laying in a big comfortable bed. I was in a nice hotel last night, but we drove from Charleston, South Carolina, to some other part of South Carolina. Stayed in a nice place there. A beautiful old, like, manor that I'm sure has a troubling history, but we don't have to look into that. All I know is Winston Churchill stayed there, so that's pretty cool. There were supposedly ghosts. I didn't run into any, but I'm in Atlanta. That was fun. Charleston, South Carolina was a good time, though. I ate a bunch of fried chicken and biscuits and cake. I'm an asshole. Alright, let's look at good news. If you missed my television debut a couple weeks ago on Jimmy Kimmel Live, they are replaying it on December 20th. So enjoy it again if you want. It's not bad. I mean, I made the mistake of reading a few unkind YouTube comments, but I'll tell you, my barista liked it. The guy at the Starbucks, he liked it. The singer from the band Against Me, she tweeted at me, told me she liked it. And a lot of other notable people as well. This is the wrong thing. Japan pledges $2.9 billion to support countries pursuing universal health coverage. That is not us right now, but let's see. Maybe Bernie 2024. Then we'll get on it. Whenever Bernie gets in there, it might take till he's 100 years old. California drivers ranked the worst in the United States in annual study. I believe that one. I mean, I don't drive in New York that often, but I have to drive in California when you're there, because you have to drive, and those people are fucking dicks. Dick holes. And the nicer the car, the fucking bigger dicks they are, and they drive in these fucking windy-ass canyon roads where you're not even supposed to be. No one's supposed to live in Los Angeles. It's meant to be a desert of coyotes, earthquakes, and fires, and they tried to make it a city. California, New York, and Washington taking steps to fight back after repeal of net neutrality. Yeah, that motherfucker. that FCC dude is a piece of shit, and I hope that if he goes to a restaurant and that someone makes sure that there is lots of spit in whatever he orders. He should not enjoy any meal out in public that has not been spit in. That is my proposal. At least that. I'm just so bummed out about the whole net neutrality thing. We all should be. We should be fucking furious. Man dies after bursting into flames in unexplained circumstances in London street. What the heck? Or is this? Do we now have to worry about bursting into flames? Is this going to be the next epidemic? Horrified members of public tried to put out blaze, but John Nolan died of injuries. Died in Chester. Police are appealing for information on the blaze that killed John Nolan, retired construction worker originally from Ireland. This is why I don't put money away for retirement, is you save and you put the money away, then you finally retire, you're walking down the street, and then you burst into flames. And you have what do you have? Money in the bank. No thank you, 401k. I'm spending that money now. I'm getting whatever the fuck I want. Peter Jackson, Harvey Weinstein, Made Me, Blacklist, Accusers, Ashley Judd, and Mira Sorvino. Well, how did he make you? You could have not done it. Oh, Hollywood. It's so gross. I'm in show business, but I'm in no way connected to any of this. I'm barely in show business, but I wouldn't support any of this stuff. If Harvey Weinstein told me to blacklist Ashley Judd, I would say, buzz off, bozo. Fuck off. Fuck. What is this bullshit? Peter Jackson is trying to. Lord of the Rings was Ashley Judd. We could have had Ashley Judd in Lord of the Rings. I don't even like any of that shit. Lord of the Rings fucking sucks. I don't care what anybody says. Boring as shit. I don't know how. That's how they won a fucking Oscar, because Harvey Weinstein somehow like rigs Oscars and shit. Allegedly, I don't know if that's true, but there's no way Lord of the Rings should have gotten fucking Oscars. Got an Oscar is garbage. You have that much action, I shouldn't be fucking falling asleep. Sorry if you like Lord of the Rings, but it's shit. The USDA rolled back protections for small farmers. Now farmers are suing. Oh, farmers, that sounds like a terrible life. And, like, to think about, like, having to go out and farm, imagine. Let them do, protect the small farmer. It's a tough job. And we need the crops, I guess. Do we still need crops? Can they just make those in a lab? Whenever I see anybody, like, out in the field, like, if you see, like, even on in a tractor, it looks terrible. But I guess families do it for generations, so I guess there's something to it. Pizza Hut offering $10,000 reward for information leading to arrest in death of delivery driver found in his own trunk. First of all, Pizza Hut, I think you could do better than 10 grand. Yeah. You got a lot of money. And I had a good friend of mine, he was a Domino's driver for years. And those guys would get robbed all the fucking time. And now, what are you fucking with a guy that's got to deliver pizza? He's bringing joy to people. They don't have that much dough on them. How much money do you have? Does anybody even pay in cash for a Pizza Hut pizza anymore? It's terrible. Well, I hope they find this murderous bastard, whoever killed this pizza. I'm not like one of these pizza snobs who thinks that they're too good for a Pizza Hut pizza. You know what? It's fucking delicious. It's different. There's pizza, and then there's Domino's and Pizza Hut and Little Caesars, and all that shit is good. There's like pizza like from a regular pizza place that's really good. But sometimes, you know what? You want fast food pizza. So Pizza Hut up that to like 50. Then I'll get on the case. I'll find the fucking guy. Oh, how about this? Everybody listening, it's only 10 grand. I get it. But let's find this guy and we'll split the money. That sounds like a good idea. I'm going to get on the case. We'll bring a murderer to justice. That's good. We'll have $10,000 to split amongst whoever is involved. I mean, not everybody listening is going to be in on this. But where is it? Let me see where it is. I might not. Maybe I'll. It is in. Wichita, Kansas. I don't think I'll be able to get out to Wichita, Kansas. But, well, if we can get a group together, it's 10 grand. I'll take on four of the people. We'll each get 2 grand each. We'll go to Wichita. We'll probably have to spend some of that money on a hotel. But I say we bring a murderer to justice. So let me know if you want to go to Wichita and do that. Let me know if you're going to be at the show tonight or tomorrow night in Atlanta, and I'll come say hi. Ooh. Otherwise, watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on the 20th and January 5th and 6th, Governors in Long Island. I'll be talking about it every show until then. See you tomorrow. We love you.